One Deck Paint presents a tribute to council gardeners everywhere.
Time for us now to play this superb record, which has to be the greatest thing I've heard this year ever. No, that's a bit of an exaggeration. It's easily the nicest thing that I've heard this year, because it's very close to me, obviously, and to you too, I hope. It's called The Perfumed Garden Blues, or John Peel's Lament, and it was recorded on his mother's piano and with his own home tape recorder by Geoffrey Prowse, and the quality is still remarkably good considering that, and you must listen closely to it. Stop whatever you're doing and listen, because I think this is magnificent.
Thank you. I like to see plants seed themselves. They find a place in the garden where they look happy. They are happy, and they bring that natural effect to the garden.
Do you talk to plants, Percy?
I do talk to the plants. I suppose grumble at them sometimes, but anyone who talks to their plants is an indication that they love their plants. And if they love them, they look after them, they give them the attention that they require.
And it must encourage them to grow and look beautiful.
Of course you must.
Giving a feeling of space and looking attractive, what would you consider to be the chief value in having a garden?
Well, let me take you to my garden, if I may, to begin with. My gardening, I find, it gives me relaxation. It provides me with a sense of achievement. It makes my immediate surroundings more beautiful. The outside world doesn't matter to me when I'm in the garden. I suppose I'm fortunate, inasmuch that gardening is not only my living, it's my hobby as well. And may I say, I spent more than 55 years of a gardening career.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. January is one of those peculiar months. The first month of the year, the days are short, the weather is often severe. But one of the jobs I like to do in January is to get a seed catalogue, sit by a nice log fire, go through the catalogue and plan for the months that lie ahead. Order the seeds, order them in good time, plan what we want to grow, plan any alterations that we're going to make in the garden. And then, during any good weather that we might get in January, get outside and do as much as we can, because the more we do during the autumn and winter, the easier and better the gardening is throughout the rest of the year.
But there aren't going to be very many flowers, are there, in January?
Oh, well, you know, there's a tendency to look out of the window in a month that's in January and say, "Why, it's a bit dark, it's a bit murky outside, nothing of interest in the garden." If the garden is like that, it is not the fault of the garden. It's the fault of the gardener. Every year on the Christmas table, we use the red berries of the holly, the yellow flowers of the jasmine and muriflora, the winter flowering jasminum, the pink flowers or the white flowers as they open of the viburnum, and bits of Erica carnea, and then the yellow flowers of the Mahonia japonica, the winter flowering berberis. And the holly leaves we just spray with a little blue and then sprinkle a little glitter on, so that when the grandchildren come along, it's got that touch of Christmas.
Quite beautiful, Percy. I think I shall have to come and visit.
You must, yes.
its weakness and it dies. Promise you won't leave me. Promise you won't hurt me. Promise you won't ever make me blue. If you ever leave me, if you should desert me, baby, I don't know.
Tracks this month were Dudley Perkins with Flowers, the instrumental version, Hugh Masekela with Grazing in the Grass, Beyond the Wizard's Sleeves with Winter in June, and finally Dennis Brown with How Can I Leave. As ever, thanks for listening.
Dr. Jacques Cocteau presents Radio des Toilettes.
Feel how the greater being comes. Rejoice, and in rejoicings die. Melt in the music of the drums. And you are I.
This transmission features a new technology developed by Dr. Jacques Cocteau for the broadcast of natural pheromones. Set your receiver and make sure the olfactory epithelium switch is in the on position. Everyone deserves a good holiday. Fragrant Radio gets you there at the speed of smell. All you have to do is quiet down the chatter of the trivial everyday mind and let distant towers transport you into the balm of faraway lands.
Thank you. in God's garden, and I do not belong to this dusty world for a day or two. Come here of my own.
You've been listening to Sounds from the Scented Garden.
Thank you. Thank you.